Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Simon in our back seat is a familiar face for people
us,
of Melbourne.
Definitely,
you know.
Definitely. We've got the wonderful Cam Shafati in studio with us right now. How are you, Cam?
I'm well, mate. Thanks for having me.
No, you're welcome. We wanted to have a chat to you firstly about the man behind the music. So,
because look, we see you all the time doing things, right? We look at you with starry eyes, and we think, who is this man, Cam? Right? What's the story behind where you've come from?
I'm an open book. What do you want to know?
Look, where did this
whole... Don't do that to him.
No,
he will probe you.
Oh, and yes, in many ways. But no, when did you start DJing? What brought you to the whole DJ music scene?
To be honest, I mean, I've been following and passionate about music my whole life. One day I decided I was just going to buy some equipment, play at home. And about 6 months down the track, I was playing at a friend's 40th just for fun. The lovely boys at the Laird happened to be there. Mm-hmm. They enjoyed what I was playing. And they asked me to come on board. And 5 years now, I've been still playing for those guys.
Wow. 'Cause,
you know, the Laird is my home away from home, which mm-hmm. I really love. And then from there, exposure grew, both locally and through, I guess, using good social media and networking. It sort of blew up from there and went interstate and overseas.
Well, see,
you do DJ in a lot of venues around Melbourne, so you're probably the most qualified person to answer this question.
Oh,
we'll see.
Okay,
I think, look, there has been a big change in the club scene in Melbourne.
Hmm.
And what do you actually feel? I'm not going to say the demise, but it did go through a bit of a lull.
Yeah.
What do you think has changed in the club scene over the last couple of years?
I think one of the major things is we've being a little more eclectic with the sound that we're providing, mm-hmm. rather than, I guess, being a jukebox, to say.
Yeah,
you know, people are DJs are experimenting with different sounds. I guess people, partygoers are becoming more open-minded. I also feel like for a long time we were getting too segmented with our parties and our scene. You know, you had to look a particular way or be in a particular age bracket. And I think we finally sort of clicked that this is actually pointless. You know, I think with a lot of new parties that are coming out, they're more accepting of different people and just remembering that we're all just gay or gay friendly and just want to have fun. So I think that's one of the major drivers, to be honest.
And I think that there are events now where the element of fun is definitely present, and it's only sort of recently that this has happened.
Yeah.
What I find, I suppose the thing that, look, I'll use the term, the thing that shits me.
Oh, Simon.
Look, I love music as well, and, you know, and I DJ, and I want to go and see DJs. That's why I go out. But I suppose a lot of organisers in the past have sort of looked at the same lineup, which gets the same crowd at the same venues, mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. that sort of, it gets pretty old to me. And I think it's good that there's new events out now which are sort of using different venues and getting different DJs to sort of, like you said, bring new sounds. And I think there is a whole new generation of clubbers as well who are all into something new. So, yeah, it's really good to see.
And I think, and as crazy as this sounds coming from a DJ, I think it's good sometimes when parties put the DJ as a secondary,
mm-hmm.
creating atmosphere sometimes and a club, an actual culture in the venue.
Yeah, yeah.
It can be so important rather than, you know, sometimes you can import, a really well-known DJ, but if the DJ has no familiarity with what the party is and what the scene is, and they've just been flown in and the crowd is just very random, those things can actually end up being a disaster.
Joining us as well in the back seat is Cam Shafati. Now, it's DJ Cam.
Talk to me.
Because that's your title, DJ Cam. You've been jetsing around the place of late, haven't you? You've been up and here, there, and everywhere. You know, in your free time. What's it been like in other countries compared to good old Melbourne town?
Well, what can I say? I mean, you know, we definitely have a really great party culture, and especially, as we were saying, it's on the rise. But, you know, this year, I think some of my highlights have definitely been, I went to San Francisco Pride. That was quite amazing. Some of the eclectic parties there, they're just really colorful and very inspirational as to, you know, you kind of go there and you see the evolution of gay living, I guess. And,
wow.
And I think that's a lot of my inspiration, both for throwing parties or for musically playing music. Really got, yeah, a lot of inspiration from San Francisco Pride, or going to Provincetown for Bear Week there. Last year, going to Burning Man. Burning Man was pretty incredible.
I remember watching a documentary on Burning Man, probably maybe even 10 years ago.
Mm. Yeah.
And since I've watched it, it's been a bucket list thing for me.
Was
it everything you expected?
Completely changed my life.
Really?
Yeah, and it's such a funny thing to say that, because you arrive and you just think, look, I'm here to party. I'm not one of these crazy people. And within 24 hours, you're like, I am a crazy person.
I'm totally.
So, but I had the pleasure of not only, I mean, I went with about 60 veterans who've been going for about 20 years.
Wow.
And I got to not only build an art car, go get early entry, and be with a full camp, got to DJ there, and I got the full experience. It was amazing.
Is that your favorite DJ gig?
It would be,
or
definitely
do you have
a highlight.
One that stands out as your
favorite? That would definitely be one of them. I mean, I got to play a few different slots, and we were part of the BARS, which stands for Big Ass Amazingly Awesome Homosexual Sheep.
Right.
or how a sheep would say bus.
Right. And did you dress the part?
Oh, absolutely.
You take some sheepskin rugs from Australia.
During the day, you basically wear a jockstrap, and at night, fur is very fashionable there in the desert. So
a fur jockstrap.
Yeah.
Oh,
but so anything you can imagine that shouldn't be there is there. I mean,
I really want to go.
Yeah. It's incredible.
You just want the fur jockstrap, don't you?
That's any jockstrap. Yeah.
You and your jockstraps. Mm. Now, look, it is very close to time for the news. So, you know, we have to start wrapping things up a bit. But, Cam, what's next? What's next for Cam Shafati? What's happening? What's happening next? Where can we expect to see you doing your thing?
Well, I'm glad you asked. One of the major things that is coming up is actually Thick and Juicy.
Oh, yes, okay.
On New Year's Day.
Yeah, good. Excellent.
So, as you well know, we started it March last year, and this is going to be our 9th party. All of which have sold out other than the first one.
Is it tiring you yet? Is it getting a bit tiring?
Absolutely not. If anything, it's things like Burning Man and San Francisco, and those are actually some of the very inspirations that have led me to where I am with Thick and Juicy.
And you can actually see that. And what I was talking about before is bringing the fun back into parties.
Yeah.
And we went to the Halloween one, and that was my first Thick and Juicy. Now, I went there expecting to be... that everybody was not going to be dressed up. Yeah. We walked in there and everybody was dressed up. And it's great to see people getting behind a theme these days, because it's just, you don't see it anymore.
Well, we've never made it mandatory to do anything, you know, to dress or whatever. And people, we've just said, come there, be crazy and be praised for it.
Awesome.
Thank you for coming in, Cam.
No worries.
For all the details, you can check us out at facebook.com/smjoy949. You're in the back seat with Simon and Michael right here on Joy.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with Joy.